Sunday the 15th of August, Hey Elul, Rabbi Jonas and Royd, Hilchas Ma'ake.
Rabbi Shemot Cheshulziger, Tzichasal Gevorcha, Shlifta last week, and the Gaisa Magidim, one of the most famous Tafimi Magdeshia, and that's the Saul, as a Talmud of Rav Abramsky. And he said over the following story about Rav Abramsky. He used to give a share Friday night to students here in Nanton, when he was a Abbas in here in Nanton. He came to Parashas Kiseitzi. These were Bachrim who hadn't had the zchus to go to yeshiva. He used to give them a share on their level. When he came to Parashas Kiseitzi, he was in a dilemma. The beginning of the parasha speaks about Isha Yafas Toya. He goes out to war and he takes this woman and he's allowed to marry her. Now, how do you explain to students with such a background what the heter is to do such a thing? Being a maggid, he describes what a dilemma that Abramsky was in. The whole week he was worrying about it. And as he was getting nearer to Friday night, he was getting more and more nervous. In the middle of the Suda, Rav Abramsky gechat, his eyes shone, and he realized, I know what I'm going to tell them. The students came in, and he told them, before you open your chamashim, I want to tell you something about this week's Sedra. In this week's Sedra, we're going to learn a mitzvah which obligates every single yid to keep all Taryag mitzvahs. And nobody can come with an excuse, it's too difficult, it's too hard, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean me, today's circumstances, doesn't exist. Okay? Open the Chumash, Shteken Pasuk, Kiseitzei Lamelchoma, you go out to war. Says Rashi, in the middle of this, Parsha Rashi says, Loidibra Teira Elo Keneged Yetzara. The Torah understood the power of the Yetzara, and how weak a person is, and a person will not be able to stand up against this powerful Yetzer. Rather, for the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you a heter to take this Isha Yafas Torah. Now, look through the whole Torah and find anywhere that you get this concept of Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzerah. You don't get it. So every mitzvah in the Torah you can do, and this Issa of not taking a Yafas Torah is too difficult, and the Ribbono Shel Olam was mad at it. Says Rav Abramsky, from here you see that all other mitzvahs in the Torah, everybody is capable of doing it, and there's no excuses, it's too difficult, it's too hard, and today society doesn't apply, and so on, doesn't exist. I think that's a wonderful introduction to an Aveda from the Ehrlich Yid during the Chodesh Elul. There's no excuses. We can be Mekayim, we can, and Yitzhak Hashem, we will. Then I want to share with you something, a mitzvah this week's Adda, which I don't think is too difficult. It's relevant, can be relevant in various circumstances. A pasuk like this. Ki sivne bayis chadosh, you build a new house, vasisa ma'akeh legagecha, you should make a fence around the roof, around your roof, v'lo yisalsim domim beveisecha, and don't cause bloodshed in your house, ki yipoy lanoifel mimenu, the one that falls, chalila won't fall from it, and you'll be liable. So, we don't have time to go through all the diukim, we're just going through various diukim in the psukim. The pasuk starts off, ki sivne bayis chadosh. Sivne is building. What happens if you don't build it, but you own it through some other way? Bayis, what is the definition of a house? What is the size and what is the usage of this house or room? Pasuk says chadosh. What happens if it's not new? You renovated it. Is there also a chiyuv to make a ma'akeh or not? And what is a ma'akeh? How tall, how wide, how spacious should the vertical bars, let's say, be, and so on? Legagecha, what is it memait? What does it come to exclude? What is not included in this mitzvah? In Sifri it says, Ki sivne bayis chadosh, ein mi'ano boina. This pasuk only tells me that you have, when you build a house, you have to make a ma'akeh. Lokach, yorash, nosan leibam hatonah minayin. How do you know if you bought one, you inherited it, or you received it as a present, and you didn't have as yet a ma'akeh, that you're mechuyev to do it? Mikol mokim. And all circumstances. It seems from this, if you own a house, a flat roof, and it hasn't got a fence on it, you're mechuyev to put up a marker. It was safer from one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, who led a group of Talmidim up to Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote, besides a fascinating hakadoma that he wrote about the life of the Vilna Gaon and the life of the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, his sefer is Halacha Sefer, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. And in one siman, near the beginning of the sefer, he writes all sorts of different minhagim, which Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and what you have to do. L'moshal, he speaks about Hilchos Tkiya Sefer, what the minig is in Eretz Yisrael, and how it might differ to Chutz La'aretz, the halacha of Birchas Kainim that they do in Eretz Yisrael. And he writes it like this: why it's a minig in Eretz Yisrael and not Chutz La'aretz, I don't know, but this is what he writes. Be'eretz Yisrael, ha'gagim shel abatim einu mishubayim. Well, he came from Vilna, they had pitched roofs. In Eretz Yisrael, the roofs are flat, va'asui in the shimush, and they use the fashion, the shtichas begodim, people used to spread out their clothes there to dry and so on. Chiyav min ha'toira lebali batim la'aseiz ma'aka. Is a chiyav de'eraisa to make a fence around it. And if not, you're mevatel every minute the mitzvah seivos yisa ma'aka le'gagecha. You're over the lav of lo'isosim domim be'veisecha ki yipoil ha'nefel mimen. So there's a chiyav to make a ma'aka. And the Minchas Chinuch writes, you should know that this mitzvah asei it's not Masakel, it doesn't rectify the lav. All he does is that from now on you're not going to be over the lav. But if a person for a whole year never put a fence on there, and eventually he did, then for a whole year he was over the lav, the whole year was over the assay, and afterwards he's Makayim, the mitzvah of having a fence on the roof. You find other mitzvahs in the Torah, which the assay is Masakim Lamat Lav, he repairs it. This one, says Menachem Sneur, clearly it's not one of those assays which are masak in the lav. Says the Pasuk Shulchan, he lived in Sfas, and he writes there, there are many houses which are flat roofs, and people go on them. Kosavti zeh, mipnei shebe'il kodshenu Sfas, ro'isi gage batim, without a marker. V'nichsholim b'nei Adam, and people are nichshal. What does it mean, nichshal? Shenoiflim be'alichosam li'al ha'gagim, they're walking on the roof and they fall off a mason. And they die. V'nishtoimamti al ha'mara, and it was, I can't believe it. Why don't people make a fence around it? What's going on here? What is the head of people not to do it? And in fact, so he goes through various reasons why perhaps people don't make a marker, what they didn't make a marker in Sfas 250 years ago. He asked Gedolei Chachmei Asfaldim, and they said Pshat in Pasuk, and original Pshat in a Pasuk. In Pasuk state, Kisibne Bayis Chodosh, Wasisa Ma'ake Legagecho, it's only when there's a room on the roof. So imagine you have a big flat roof, and in the middle of it you have a sukkah.
A penthouse.
So outside the penthouse, a big balcony, and then you can walk around there. Then you mechuyav to make a marker. Otherwise, you're not mechuyav to. That is how the Chachmei Asfardim answered this shaila. And they proved it from a tshuva in Mabit. In tshuva in Mabit, Shtei Tazi. The same Mabit that wrote the Kiryas Sefer that you just quoted, he wrote a tshuva Sefer. He asked this shaila to the Beis Yosef. Sha'alti S.P. Achkvoid Arav Ab Yosef Cairo, this Shaila, what is the definition of a roof which is chayv in a marker? Shtetazes, he answers like this: an einoy beis dira, ein chayv b'marker. If you don't live there, there's no chayv marker on it. And the Shaila was, to be more precise, was like this: there were two owners. Reuven owned the house, and Shimon had the right to use the roof. Was there a chiyav ma'aka? Says the Beis Yosef in answer to the Mabit, kol she'eino beis dira in a chiyav ma'aka. There's no beis dira, therefore you're not chiyav ma'aka. So these Chachmei Asfardim understood that if there's no beis dira on the roof, there's no chiyav to make a ma'aka around it. Says the Pasuk Shulchan, that was wrong pshat in what the Beis Yosef meant. The Beis Yosef meant, I own a house, I own a flat roof on top of the house, then I'm chayav to put a marker. Aber in this case, Ruvain owned the house, so he's not chayiv in a market, he's got no right of access to the roof. Shimon has got a roof, but he hasn't got a house. So Mimon of Shoch, there's no need to be chayiv anybody in this market. And the Mabit finishes off, by the way, he says, Ashrei hador asher kvoy teirosei shori v'seichai. Fortunate is the generation that we have such a great person like the Ma'abit. Yirotzen shlo yiyah hador yosem imcha. You should be zeichet tarichas yomim, that the generation should not be orphaned from a person like you, a wonderful, great person. That's haskoma of the Beis Yosef on the Ma'abit. Al kompanim, shteitim pas ha-shulchan, sadova poshet, that you don't need to have a living place on the roof in order to be chayev in a ma'ak. He then went to Yerushalayim, and he asked Chachmei Yerushalayim about it, and apparently in Yerushalayim there was also no ma'akeh there, in many roofs in Yerushalayim. So, Idu HaTshuva from the Negedei HaSfardim, Chikrei Leiv, who answered the Paras HaShulchan as follows. And that is crucial in Pshat, and that is crucial in Pshat in this translation of the word Ki Sivne Bayis Chodosh. Fekda HaShayna. Ki Sivne Bayis Chodosh Yibaya House. So when a person lives in a house, and the Torah says, Tivne, you're building it, what is the biggest chiddush, or the person who's furthest, or similar, the least similar to Tivne? So the Sifri says, Lokach, you bought it, Yorash, or Nitan Loi B'Maton. What happens if a person rents a house? He's not the owner. Now that is, Tivne means you build it, so it belongs to you. You bought it, you inherited it, you received it as a present. Sechiras, if a soicher would be chayav to build a ma'akeh, that would be the biggest kiddush possible. Because he doesn't own it, and nevertheless it's chayav. And seeing that the Sifri didn't mention the case of sechiras, is a raya that a soicher is potter from putting up a ma'akeh. As they, there are various achoidim say this chiddush, as seicha is pat. Ah, you'll ask.
I'm a builder.
No, it means you commission it. There's no chiyuv on a builder. There's no chiyuv. Let me tell you, the halacha lemais, I can tell you, that if you're asked to build Yenem's house for Yid, you're asked to build a house, and he doesn't ask you for a ma'akeh, you're not chiyuv to put it up. Since it might be included in it, it might be some, I don't know what this is, half understood. Maybe it is, maybe it doesn't. But the chiyuv is definitely not on you. The chiyuv is on the owner of the house. When it says ki sivna, it means one who commissions the building of it. But that's pashat, so the various achrenim, that a seicher is potter from putting up a mezuzah. Now, the reason why I say mezuzah is like this. By mezuzah, we know a seicher is chayv in a mezuzah. Most Rishonim learn that the chiyuv mezuzah on the seicher is min ha'Torah. No, Torah says Mavi Dezor, it says it's only the Rabbana, but most Rishonim learn that a chiyuv on the seicher is min ha'Torah to put up the mezuzah. What's the difference between the two? Here's the chiyuv story. Sasim domim bevei seicher, I would say, is far more on the one who's living there on the seicher. So why should that make any difference? Is the Bemis Yachrinim search for chilukim. Pashtos ki sivne ba'is chadosh. Gezeiras hakosuf ki sivne ba'is chadosh. We'll have a raya for this gezeiras hakosuf yotzei shem bit later. Others want to say, which is already going into the shayla of doiresh taima dikroi, using the reasons of the posuk. In posuk sheituch savtom al mezuzah is beisecho v'shorecho, and a mezuzah acts as a shemira. Although the Rambam says avada, you're not allowed to put up the mezuzah l'shem shemira. And the Rambam writes quite severe lashonos about people who put it up only for the sake of Shemira, but it acts as a Shemira, and who needs the Shemira? The person who's living there, and therefore he is Mechuyav. I, the Ma'akeh, that's not the reason, I don't know why. Why Ma'akeh seems to be excluded from it, even though, we state in Mefarshim. The Halacha is Azay. A Maskir, somebody rents out a house. He's Mechuyav bin HaTorah to put a mezuzah. The maskil, the owner of the house. And Be'emes, it's nothing to do whether there are any tenants there or not. Stam, you own a house, you're Mechuyav to put a mezuzah up. and every minute he doesn't put it up, he's taking over the avera of a what happens if the seicher received the house and the marker wasn't there? Then there's a chiyuv on the seicher to put it up. Why? Midrabanan. Because he is living in a mokim sakana, he's living in a dangerous place. It's mukhi to put up a marker. It's only midrabanan.
Could you mention access or no access? Because that seems to be...
You can prove it from the shayla of the mabit. The Mabit Shaila was that Reuven owns the house, and Shimon has got that is yet right at the top. So Shimon is chayav. He's not chayav because he hasn't got a house. Yeah. No, he's got the upstairs. Yes. Reuven's got the downstairs. Yes. Right? The Reuven's got no access to it. It's the Reuven's part.
There's no physical access.
You're right. There are chayav in this pasuk Shulchan that Svara is mentioned that if the roof is never used, you're not chayav in a. In a Bakya. If Kimdumani, I think there's they ask the stapler this shayla, what happens if somebody has a roof which he never uses, except twice a year. And Erev Sukkos he takes the boards down to his garden, and Motzei Sukkos he takes them back up again and puts them there. But the whole year round he never uses it. Says the stapler, it's chayv from the Bakya. It's used. That is enough of a usage. Whether a repair on the roof is or not, the very second issue today he says it's chayv from the Bakya. L'chayra, in this Helchas Ma'aka, we should ask a very poshut kasha. To a posek in the Torah, lifnei iver, v'yizitei mechsha. So what do I need b'chal l'hol v'yizosim domim v'yizecha? And v'yizis ha-ma'aka l'gagecha, there's a rab in the Torah, lifnei iver, v'yizitei mechsha. So the Achrayim Amal Chadesh, or you state in the Yuchim Fish and Pearl, in the Zagos, and the Rapsad Yigon, he writes like this. As if he did, he answers his kasha, but not a kasha. A fake kasha. In the law of lifnei iver v'yizitei mechsha, we know you're not allowed to give a bad piece of advice. Giving a bad piece of advice is included in the law of lifnei iver v'yizitei mechsha. Fake kasha. What's wrong with translating lifnei iver v'yizitei mechsha? Don't put a stone in front of a blind person. How did Chazal know to be oiker to take out from the Poshut Taisha the Bosek another pshat that is talking about only a moshon, that the blind man is not literally blind, it's only... So how does that answer the Gasha? How did Chazal know to take it out of the Poshut pshat from literal putting a stone in front of a blind man and saying it means somebody who doesn't know what to do in life and you tell him to go right and promise he should go left? It doesn't. If you're talking about putting a stone in front of a blind person, you have to remove a dangerous thing from the house. So what is this extra love of lifnei iver v'yizitei mechshol? Elamai, the lifnei iver v'yizitei mechshol is talking about something, it's only a marshal on a blind person. It's somebody who doesn't know what to do in life and you give him a bad piece of advice. That is the lifnei iver. On Enochanami, he wants to suggest that you're not over lifnei iver if you put a stone in front of a blind person. Why? Because you're over the love of leisosim domim beveis echo. And the Minchas Chinuch has got a svara that can zayn. If you literally do a dangerous thing in front of a person who doesn't know, you're over only leisosim dom. Or he doesn't mention the leisosim, but he says you're not over the lifnei iver. Now, let's carry on. In Pesach date, Kisivne Bayis Chodosh. Let's go to one little point on Chodosh, then we come back to Bayis. What happens if you do renovations in a house and you end up with a roof which has got no fence on it, or you're mechuyev to put it up a fence there? Chayla, it's a mafusha gemara, which Rashi and Atayra, which all of us know. Shleit in Pesach has a impasha shemais. A new king stood up in the time who didn't know Yosef. So Dashi, Ustach Chodosh, Rabbi Shmuel, Chadom Chodosh Mamash, Chadom Shenitzchak Chug Zay Yosef. So we got a Machlekes Amiroim, Rabbi Shmuel, whether the translation of the word Chodosh means Mamash, a new one, or can Chodosh also include Shenitzchak Chug Zay Yosef? So according to man, Dama Holmes and Schachu Gezeiro Isov, say Elach and Ami, if it's only renovations, then you take a bichayv in a marker. But if your home Chodosh means Mamash new, this isn't new, so Kenzain you'll be potter. You can't can't prove the halacha one from the other, because says that normally we have a klal in Shas, Helcha Sekera, Bedinu Shmuel Beisuva. But there the Gemara says Chadom and Chadom. I don't know who says what. So you can't prove anything in the halacha. Lemaisa, although I did see one of the Mephoshim who makes a Lishitosa, he's an only is Chad and Chadisha. But Al Kalponim, Lemaisa Avada is a Itzatoiva at least. And Afkamina Lalocha will be whether you're Mukhi to make a broch on it. Because the Dachtu Achir, most Rishayim learn, there's a Chir to make a broch when you put a mark out. But if you're not Mukhi in a mark, it can sign, you don't need to make a mark. You don't need to make a broch. Now here, I'd like to go now into this bias, which is very Negea Alocha Lemaisa. The Gemara says, or Sifri says, on the word bias, that legagecho parat lekevesh hamizbeach. The ramp going up the mizbeach was not chayev b'ma'akeh. Well, I don't need a pasuk to tell me about. It's not a house. It's not a beis dira. And so why b'chal do I need such a pasuk? Namus is, if you know the Gemara in Yuma, says a most horrific story about two kohenim running up, and one of them pushed the other one over. That doesn't mean you have to make a market. You should ban all knives as well from the world, because one of the kohenim stabbed the other one there as well. Shtar zaloch. What? The shayla is, why is a kevesh potter from a market? Sazay. Pashtas, the Torah to me, Mephei the Kasha, it's not a Beis Dira, so I don't need a Pasuk for it anyway. The Torah says like this, why do you need a Makkah? What's the Makkah there for? Because you're walking in a dangerous place, and the Chalila will stop you falling over. Do I, Gemara, Paola, the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah says, Bayis, She'ema Dalad Al Dalad. There's a whole list of things that whenever the Torah uses the word Bayis, if the room is less than 4 amas by 4 amas, the Pasuk doesn't apply to it. And one of them is, Einachai B'Makkah. It's not chayiv to put up a marker in a room over a roof which is less than 4x4. You're afraid that what's more dangerous? You're walking on a narrow wall, you're more likely to fall off, aren't you? Whereas you're walking over a more spacious area, there's less reason to put up a marker. But for Kurt, you would say, no. Now, if the room is less than 4x4, you should have a marker. And if you're more than 4x4, you don't need a marker. Don't forget. When you're walking along a narrow wall, you're scared, and you're careful, and you look where you're going. When you're walking around in a big area, you're not scared. You think you've got plenty of room there and turn. That's why the Torah says, a bayis she'ein bo dalad al dalad is not chai b'marker. Why? Because you're going to be careful when you walk there. Now, she'ein kein a room which is more than 4x4, you think you're okay, and then chalila you might fall off, and therefore you put a marker around it. Kavish. When you're climbing up a ramp, you know you're going up a slippery slope, perhaps. So, Mela, you're careful anyway, and therefore you don't need a marker. So, it's Negeya Alocha Lemaisa, where the staircase is Chayev a marker. You're going up a staircase, do you need to have a banister there to stop you falling off? Is the many Achorelim Ahol and Alocha Lemaisa, you don't need it. Why? Because when you're going up the stairs, you're careful. You know that there's a chance of falling off. I mean, maybe it's exactly the same as Ein Bo Dalad Al Dalad. However, I did see in a Tshuva Sefer, Rabbi Shomesh Aronson, he was alive in Tel Aviv, he wrote a 3-volume Tshuva Sefer, fascinating Tshuva. He wrote there, at Kenzain a Kevesh, you put your attack your potter in a mezuzah. You put it in a market. Why? Because you're careful when you go up, it's a slope. A smooth area, on a flat surface, you're okay, but when you're going up, you're potter. Oba, when you're going upstairs, Kenzain, I'm not sure what the svara is, but it says, let's have to ask, what is a person more scared of, going up a slope or going upstairs? The time that's going upstairs is more natural way of walking, and you might not be so careful, and therefore you do need a marker. That's why it comes out in the spot of both ways. But what isn't negel? Okay, so Pashtas, most achronim say, Mechadin, you're not chayav a marker on the banister on the staircase. You get to the top of your house, and you've got a landing there. What's the din now? Is that chayav a marker? If it's dalad, it's chayav a marker. It's Pashtas. And even if it's not Chayav, even if it's not Dalad on Dalad, Kemenklaren, whether it's chayiv or ma'ake, because only rooms that lead onto it, whether they act as a mechitza or not. Again, one has to be careful. The law, English law, of how high that has to be is less than the shear 10 tvachim chaznishin. So not everybody, one has to check to see whether your yotza chayiv ma'ake in it.
Why is it so obvious you should leave one on the landing and it's not, it's not on the roof?
It's not that, it is a roof. It's the roof of downstairs.
It's a separate floor.
What's the difference? The fact that you have a roof on top of it doesn't stop it being the roof of downstairs. I tell you nochmal, if you have in your house, you have a boil, have a pit in there, you also mechit about ma'ake there. Because that is a gag, isn't it?
A balcony?
A balcony, I've had this ma'ake. On a shayla. Unless the problem of dalad on dalad, that depends on the size of the balcony. If the mouth is ma'ake, it's chayb, I've had it. There is a Rabbeinu Yoina. What's after the party? It has to be 10 tefachim off the ground. If there's a drop of 10 tefachim off the ground, then it'll be chayav b'ma'ake. I must tell you, there is a Rabbeinu Yoina in Shaarei Teshuva that writes this lashon: Al taniach beischa b'loy ma'ake l'madregos. Don't leave your house without a marker to the stairs to it. Now, you can clear what you want, what this means, whether it means mamish on the stairs or the top of the stairs, I don't know. Chweiss nicht. Aber sie steht in Rabbeinu Yoina. How many people got flat roofs? Those are balconies.
Every extension is a flat roof.
It's not accessible.
You mean, is it used?
Well, the window cleaner goes out.
I don't know if there's a chiyuv. I don't know if there's a chiyuv marker because if a guy is going to use it, I'm not sure. Christ. The Chazon Ish Feik Dakasha, when the Torah says Shir Bayis has to be Dalad Amos, Feik the Chazon Ish, why is it the Moshul? If neighbor is it in Mishul? You've got mechshelos there. You've got to remove it. Why isn't there a chiyuv? So the Chaznish, a chiddush niflan, it's negeh la halacha. He says like this: Be'emes, the Mishnah in Bo Metzia discusses a person, a worker, climbing up onto a tree. Mishnah in Shabbos, that when a worker is on a tree, whether he can say Shema, whether he can daven Shemoneh Esrei. Why isn't that a mokum sakana? The Torah says that to a certain degree, a person is allowed to go into mokum sakana letzorech panosa. I'm a farish, people do dangerous things as far as panosa is concerned. Therefore, so why here is there a chiyuv to put up a marker? It's a gezeiras hakosav. Zud Chazon Ish. It's a gezeiras hakosav to make the fence. But there's no issa in going on a roof which hasn't got a fence on it. The chiyuv. And there are many chaylkim on this Chazon Ish, the various mandomim who argue with it. To our Mishnah in Baba Basra, the Mishnah says in Baba Basra, Amicha Bayis Lechaveirai, is the roof included? So the Mishnah, V'leis Agag, Bizman Sheyesh Lemaka Asorat Fachim. The roof not included in the sale of the house if there is a fence around it. 10 Tvachim high. If there's a fence around it, it's got its own entity and therefore it's not included in the sale. Fait the Yavrama. And if there isn't a fence there, what do you have to do? You have to put up a fence. How can you have a roof without a fence to it? Zud the Yavrama. No, there's no fence around the roof. It's also to use that roof. And if it's also to use that roof, Baal Kocha, it must belong to the house, and therefore it's not included in the sale. They clearly in the Mad, Lake Chazon Ish, and the Lishte various other guys. Surely it's too late, but I just want to finish off with one point. A street in Pasuk, Leisosim Domim Beveisecha. What is the Issa? Allowing a dangerous thing in one's house. No, Melma Chazal Zagendach, Godel Amachtio, Yosim in a Hergei. A person who causes somebody else to sin is a greater aveira than somebody who causes somebody to kill him. So if so, avada and avada, the leisosim domim beveisecha would apply to bringing anything which is foreign to what the Torah wants from us. Bringing in the volume of asurim into a house is over, at least in a kavachoma part, when it's over this love of leisosim domim beveisecha. Before she had Torah say, a person builds a new house, will see some ma'ake le'gagech, or ma'ake z'rashatevas, hil hule aveira, koshen me aveira. thoughts about Averas are worse than Averas, and that is a marker for Yiddish house. Person doesn't think and see Averas, maybe that will prevent him from doing these Averas. Now, if we are Mekayim this mitzvah, we'll see some marker, legagercha, lebishlomfen, we should be zeicher to binyan of a house which doesn't need a marker, the Beis Hamikdash and the Eichel, then we should be zeicher for binyan of a Beis Hamikdash.